Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We're going to continue on in a message which is I've entitled The Pearl of Great Price. But before we go there, the Lord just quickened a few verses of scripture I'd like to share with you, found in Psalm 86. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend unto the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Psalm 86, that was verses 1 through 7. Father, I thank you right now for ministering to your people. I'm just going to obey the Lord. For the Lord would say unto thee, my beloved, I know the difficult and the hard times you are going through. You have called out to me and you've said, Lord, I don't know if I can hold on much longer. I don't know how much more I can bear. And I have seen the attack of the enemy against you. I have seen and heard the unkind words. I have seen the judgments. I have seen the accusations. And I have seen the work of the enemy that has come against you to make you doubt your own worthiness, your own walk in God, where you have been made to feel insecure, that you are not walking with the Lord your God. But I say unto you, beloved, all that has come against you are lies of the enemy. And I speak to you to loose you from the web of confusion and doubt and uncertainty and sorrow that has gripped you. I speak peace and deliverance to you. I am the Spirit of truth. I am the God of truth. And you are chosen and precious to me. I have called you and brought you out. I have made you a part of my body in this earth. And there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I know the times you have slipped and stumbled. I know the failings of your flesh, but I know your heart above all. I know that which motivates you. I know your desire to please me and to walk in holiness before me. So turn aside the accusations of the evil one and hear my voice that speaks to you. You are beloved of your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. I will cause you to see the way of the Lord and the pathway. While it may be fraught with dangers, I will not let you stumble or slip, for I hold your hand. Keep your eyes upon me and go forward only. Don't look to the past, for I lead you in a new way, into new understanding, new revelation, and new companionship and relationship and fellowship with your God. I will restore to you the joy of your salvation. So praise me, beloved. All is well. It is not as you seem, for I've heard your prayers, I've heard your cries, and I am moving to bring to pass my good pleasure in your life. And you shall see, and you shall understand, and you shall rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, says your God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, glory to God. Thank you, Father, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. All right. Well, let's now transition. Lord, we just have to praise you for a moment. We just have to stop for a little bit and thank you for your word. And thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And we honor that treasure. We honor you are our treasure, Lord. You are our pearl of great price. And we thank you, Lord, that as far as you see us, we may have a difficult time understanding all of that and comprehending it, but we are actually a great treasure and a pearl of great price to you. And we thank you for all you did to leave heaven and come down to this earth to redeem us. Amen. All right. Well, I made reference to the fact that we were going to talk some more about pearls. And in case you did not hear the broadcast that I was going a little bit into pearls, we are chosen by God, and He has spent a great deal of work on us. He has taken us out of the world, and from the minute of our salvation, He begins to work on us. And so I began to share some just natural facts about pearls, and let me just quickly go through them. Pearls are special. They are not mined from the earth like gold or silver or precious metals or gems. They come from mostly from oysters, and they begin to create a pearl whenever a foreign substance gets inside that shell. Whenever a foreign substance somehow manages to intrude, like a piece of sand, then the oyster immediately begins to cover that invading substance with a thin sheet of nacre, or mother of pearl. And these cells continue to build in successive circular layers over that piece of sand, or whatever it is, foreign intruder, such as a grain of sand, for example. And it continues inside that pearl oyster until a pearl is formed. And so that the same thing happens to us. We become that God places His word in us, and certainly it's a foreign substance to our carnal nature, the word and the Spirit of God. But once He puts that in us and we accept Jesus, oh, then that work of the Holy Spirit begins to do something amazing with this old, worthless, unlovable, irascible, and certainly not beautiful creature that we are. And then we gradually, by the process and work of the Holy Spirit, we become that new creation. We become that immediately, but then God makes us an object of beauty in His house. Praise God. All right, so now let's continue further on in our discussion of pearls. Did you know there's three kinds of pearls? I didn't until I started reading and found out about all this stuff. There's natural pearls, and these pearls are formed by natural circumstances, such as I was just talking about a pearl oyster. Something happens spontaneously in nature, and there's a beautiful object named a pearl that is formed, and they're very precious and treasured objects. They make jewelry out of them. A real pearl necklace is something of great value. And so we can compare this pearl. Let's make a transition or application to our Christian life. That's someone who has learned early on in their Christian experience, in regardless of age. They might be young in the Lord in terms of, just a young person, or they could be fairly advanced in age, but they're still young in the Lord, but they've learned a most important lesson, an extremely important lesson. And what is that? This natural pearl accepts the chastening of the Lord for his own spiritual growth. He has understanding and revelation of Scripture because he's hungry for the things of God. And this type of Christian sees Christ as his example. A lot of you listening are those kinds of pearls. Why do you think I'm preaching this? Because there are a lot of pearls out there, beloved. And if you're listening, you very well may be one of them. And if you're not saved, well, That invitation of Jesus is always open. He stands with open arms, that whomsoever will may come and drink freely of the waters of life. All you have to do is bow your heart to Jesus and say, Lord, I don't understand, but what I've done hasn't worked, so I'm willing to try your way. I repent and accept you into my life. Now, there's a scripture found in Hebrews 5:8, and this talks about Jesus. And this type of Christian, this natural Christian, as I'm comparing this type of Christian to a natural pearl, they see Jesus as their example. Hebrews 5:8 says, although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. Now, that's a familiar passage. We've heard it, if you walk with the Lord any length of time, in numerous sermons or teachings. But many Christians, I don't know about you, but have we really thought about that? That Jesus had to learn obedience? Now, is there any reason why we should think that we are any better than Jesus? Of course, we all know the answer. Of course not. It's very difficult learning obedience. We don't like it. Jesus, I'm sure, in his human nature, didn't like it. Remember the prayer in Gethsemane? Not my will, Lord. He was saying, can we do this some other way, Father? This process hurts. It is difficult. It goes against our human flesh. It picks our pride and brings us down from our lofty perches. And it lets us know it isn't anything in ourselves that makes us worthy, but it is Christ in us, and it is the process of his working in us that makes us valuable pearls to him. Well, I've shared a little bit about natural pearls, and tomorrow we'll pick up still talking about pearls, but I'm going to talk about another category, a second category, and those are cultured pearls. Maybe you belong in that category. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. I know the Lord is smiling at us. I just sense that. And receive that ministry that the Holy Spirit gave you. I don't care how bad it is, how rough it gets. Jesus is not going to fail you. And if you need the support of prayer, listen, beloved, all of us need prayer support. All of us. And so I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and if at all possible, stay tuned for tomorrow's broadcast as we talk more about pearls. I love you. Till then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.